Blog Talk Radio.
Amiga, te tengo tremendo cuento. If you switch to AT&T, you can get $300 in credits when you buy a Samsung Note 5 on AT&T Next and trade in a smartphone.
Why are you whispering so much? What are you talking about?
Great news. Switch to AT&T and get $300 in credits.
What?
Oh,
Norma, did you hear? $300 in credits when you switch to AT&T.
Switch to AT&T and get $300 in credits when you buy a Samsung Note 5 on AT&T Next and trade in a smartphone. AT&T, mobilizing your world. Limited time offers. Requires port-in eligible service and trade-in. Get $100 bill credit applied within 90 days and $200 trade-in credit, which may be a promotion card. Fees, other charges, and restrictions apply. See store or att.com/summerbuyback for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Price, a.k.a. Rich Sister, and I welcome you to another edition of Thoughts for Vision. Inspirational topics to help get you through life. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank the creators of Blog Talk Radio, and I thank all of you out there for listening today. If you need any info about me, about Thoughts for Vision, there's one place and one place only for you to go to, and that's what I like to call my one-stop shop. You can check out my website, www.jackieap.com. If you need more info about the blog, about the radio show, social network pages, if you want to donate to Thoughts for Vision, and so much more, that's the place to do it, my one-stop shop. Once again, website, www.jackieap.com. Check it out. I want to welcome you all here today. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you're at. Those who are listening to the sound of my voice by whatever means necessary, by phone, by show page, whatever means, thank you so, so very much for tuning in today. Well, today is another update and more updates in which I'm just giving you the rundown of everything that's involving Thoughts for Vision or in my life personally or just any other events that I think you would be interested in. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to go ahead and tell you, if you notice, I usually have the chat room open when I'm doing the show, but my computer is having issues, so I'm going to have to pass on opening the chat room today. My apologies. I just want to just have less to deal with today since my computer wants to play freeze up on me today. So no chat room today, okay? But thank you so much for tuning in today. The first announcement that I want to make, of course, is reminding you again, the first only Thoughts for Vision announcement that I have is to remind you again about the interview that's going to be coming up this Thursday, December the 10th, okay? And it's going to be with the one, the only, Charles Carey, motivational speaker, author, and so much more, okay? He will be on the show with me this Thursday, December the 10th, to return to the show. He is a returning guest to the show, and he will be talking about his latest endeavor, which is a new reality show called The Keynote. So I'm definitely looking forward to hearing more about that. Can't wait. Like I said, he's been on the show before, and it's so wonderful to have him back on the show. And I welcome you to stay tuned for that. Once again, that is coming up this Thursday, December the 10th. So welcome you to tune in. I know it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful interview. And I welcome you to tune in. And I so look forward to having him back on the show. And if you want to check more information about Charles Carey, if you want to look up his info before he comes on, I welcome you to check out his website to find out more about him. You can go to it by going to www.sircharlescareyinc.com. Once again, for more information on Charles Carey, check out his website, www.sircharlescarey, and Carey is C-A-R-Y, Inc.com. If you want to know more about him, or just type in, I'm sure, Charles Carey. You know, he has a Facebook page. You can look that up. Once again, last name is C-A-R-Y. First name is Charles, spelled the typical way. So to find out more about him and what he's got going on, you can do that ahead of time before our interview. But definitely, I welcome you to tune in this Thursday, December the 10th. Like I said, he'll be updating us on all the things that is going on with him, but definitely he will be talking about his new reality show called The Keynote. It's an inspirational business reality show, okay? And I'm so excited to hear more about that. So tune in this Thursday, December the 10th, and of course with it being on Tuesday, you have to tune in on my end by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision. Once again, that's on my end, www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision. Because as you should know by now, that's where I broadcast during the week on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific time. That's where I broadcast, www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision. And, of course, you catch me here as a part of the Caliwood Media Network on Sundays at 1:30 p.m. right here at www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood Media Network. Okay? So definitely tune in to the Thoughts for Vision radio show whenever you can. And once again, I welcome you to tune in this Thursday, December the 10th, for the Charles Carey interview. So stay tuned for that. And that's the only interview I have regarding Thoughts for Vision, so definitely keep abreast of that. And definitely moving on to business involving the Caliwood Media Network, definitely two announcements, updates that I want to make on Cassandra's behalf. First of all, definitely I say again to the one, the only, illustrious host and executive producer of the Caliwood Media Network, Miss Cassandra Calloway. I once again offer you a very special and blessed birthday. Hopefully she, in fact, you know, hopefully she really enjoyed this past week. This past Tuesday, December the 1st, was her birthday. And, of course, we had the opportunity to celebrate on air this past Tuesday. And I definitely offer to you on behalf of her a great big thanks to everyone that attended her birthday party on Friday, this past Friday night. what she liked to call the do-over her birthday party. And, of course, that's a running joke with that. I'm sure if you if you tune into Cassandra's show regularly, you should understand what that means. But we just had a wonderful time this past Friday night at her birthday party. And it was just wonderful. So a big thanks to everyone on her behalf for those who came out and helped celebrate her do-over 50th birthday party. And definitely, it was just definitely a blessing for her with having family come out, her brother Melvin and his friend and another friend came out from all the way from New York to be with her this weekend. And the celebration continued on yesterday, where they went out and had fun. They went and sightseed and went to another event. I'm going to pull that up, go to her page and pull that up, where they went last night. They went to an event last night. It was titled The Blazers and Heels Affair, that took place at the Bonaventure Hotel in downtown Los Angeles. That's where they ended up going last night to celebrate. So she really enjoyed her birthday week. So once again, I say on behalf of Ms. Cassandra Calloway to all of you listening, a big thanks to those of you who not only came to her celebration, but of course offered her birthday wishes online. She really, truly appreciates you all greatly for that. I know she really enjoyed herself. And it was just so much deserving of someone of her caliber. So, I mean, so much she does for other people, and to just have that time for her to be celebrated was awesome. So once again, just a big thanks to everybody who attended the birthday celebration and offered her birthday wishes online. She seriously, seriously appreciated it, and she's on today taking a much-needed rest. So, but I definitely say again to you, my friend, very, very happy birthday to you and much love to you always. And also, on behalf of the Calloway Media Network, I want to make announcement about I need to remind y'all once again about the recent changes that were made. Definitely, you may notice that we are now starting as of this past Tuesday, December the 1st. We are now back on the old account, okay? Because the account that we were broadcasting on since about October. It was about October. We had been broadcasting on another account. We decided that, I don't know, looking back, it seemed like a good idea to start another account, but we decided, I don't think so. So we are back on the previous account, of course, that she has been on for the past 6 years. So definitely we announce to you again for those of you who, because there's some of you that was on the newer account that we started in October, and you may not be following this older account. So please, I welcome you to please start following on this account, okay? And the website, of course, is www.blogtalkradio.com/Calloway Media Network. Okay, so I know I posted it on the Facebook pages this week, as well as sent a blog talk radio, a BTR message through that newer account, letting you all know. But I am reminding you again one more time to please follow us on this account page now, because we are back on here as of the 1st. So, and solely on here on BTR for right now. I'll explain a little bit more about that in a minute. But please start following us on this account. Once again, the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood Media Network. Once again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood Media Network. So that's where you're to start following us right now. Okay? And also, you notice I said that we are now solely, for right now, on Blog Talk Radio, letting you know that we're going to be taking a holiday break from Roscoe's Media Center, just to keep you up abreast with that. We just want to take a break from them as of right now to really take the time to just assess as to, you know, really what's the best move, you know, from this point forward. So we're going to be taking a holiday break from Roscoe's Media Center. But, of course, once again, on behalf of Cassandra Calloway, definitely a big thanks and appreciation to Johnny Morris and his staff over there at RMC. They have been wonderful with helping us out with the show for a little over a month. So, but we're going to take the break throughout the holiday from them for now. So definitely the shows starting from this week, this past week, we're going to be for now solely on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, on this page, www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood Media Network. This is the page that we're going to be back on for the Caliwood Media Network. The same shows, the same times, okay? Nothing has changed about the shows and the times of the show. Everything else is going to be the exact same. We're just over here now back on this older account, like I said, that she's had for 6 years. So we welcome you to follow us if you are not already. Like I said, a couple of you may have signed on to that newer page and it's not following this page as of yet. So please, if that is the case, please follow us here at www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood, that's Caliwood Media Network. Okay? So please do that. And we just thank you all so much for your support of the Caliwood Media Network and of Cassandra Calloway. Once again, I say on behalf of her, she so appreciates all of you for your support, okay? So please, please continue to follow us back on this page, okay? And then I have two announcements, because it's been a while since I've talked about events that are happening at West Angeles, and for those of you who don't know by now, that's the church that I attend. I attend West Angeles Church of God in Christ, where my pastor is presiding bishop, Charles E. Blake, Sr. So I just thank God for being a part of West Angeles Church, and there's always something going on at West Day, and I try to, when I can, to make announcements about some events coming up. And I have two announcements. If you are here in the city of Los Angeles or will be out in the Los Angeles area during this time, I welcome you to come out. And I got two announcements to make. for that. I welcome you to check out this first event. Now, at West Angeles, I attend what's called the Virtuous Women Sunday School class, and it is under the YWCC, the Young Women's Christian Counselor. We have a class. Definitely, if you're West Angeles members, or even if you're not, I welcome you to check out our class. It's available to all. We meet at West Angeles Church, and we meet in the North Campus, okay, which is located at 3045 Crenshaw Boulevard, okay? That's where the address of the North Campus is located. Once again, that's 3045 Crenshaw, that's C-R-E-N-S-H-A-W Boulevard, and it's near the corner of Crenshaw and Jefferson, okay? And we meet specifically in the multipurpose building at 8:30 a.m. in room 11, okay? I welcome you to check out our class, first of all. It's a really wonderful class, some wonderful teachers. I welcome you to check that out. But I'm inviting you to our Christmas breakfast that is coming up this Saturday, December the 12th, at 8:30 a.m. And I want to read to you a little bit about that. It says, West Angeles YWCC/Virtuous Woman presents Love Came Down. Christmas breakfast. Once again, that's taking place Saturday, December the 12th, 2015 at 8:30 a.m. to read to you a little bit about it. Join us for our festival tables, mini seminars, shopping with our vendors, music, door prizes, and so much more. Our guest speaker is entertainment producer Holly Carter. And there may be some room as well to still be a vendor for this event. If you're interested in being a vendor, you can request a booth application. And the theme for this breakfast is taken from Philippians 2, chapter 2, verses 2 through 16. The theme is a committed Christ coming to a dying world. We welcome you to attend. The tickets are $30 per person, okay? And if you want more info about this, you would contact Sylvia Reed, and this is the church number, area code 323-733-8300. Once again, phone number is area code 323-733-8300, or you can contact Virtuous Women by email, and the email is virtuouswomen.we@live.com. That's the email. Once again, virtuouswomen.we@live.com. That's the email to email us at for more info. Or once again, you would contact Sylvia Reed. She is the Auxiliary Director at West Angeles Church. She will help you out as well. Once again, to reach her at the church, is area code 323-733-8300 for more info. Like I said, tickets are $30, and you can pay at the door. If you don't contact us before Saturday, you can come and pay at the door, okay? And you can pay if you need to buy credit cards, okay? You can pay by cash, should be check. You should be able to do a check too. But definitely you will have the option on Saturday to pay by credit card as well. So I welcome you to check out this great event. Once again, it is our Love Came Down Christmas breakfast this Saturday, December the 12th at 8:30 a.m. It'll go to about like 8:30 to about, I'll say about noon. It'll go between that time from 8:30 to about noonish, okay, to give you an idea of how long it's going to go. So I welcome you to come out once again. Guest speaker is entertainment producer Holly Carter, okay? So that should be great, definitely for those who are in the field of entertainment. I welcome you to come out, or just those of you, maybe some of you who attend West Bay, or even if you don't, I welcome you to check it out. It's going to be a wonderful event. I'm going to be there as one of the hostesses helping out, so you will see me there as one of the hostesses. So I'm looking forward to that being a really great time. So welcome you to come out. Once again, for more info about this breakfast, please contact Sylvia Reed at West A. Once again, the number is area code 323-733-8300. Once again, area code 323-733-8300. Like I said, if you are in the city of Los Angeles or will be out in the Los Angeles area on next Saturday, please feel free to join us there. It should be great. And the next event that I want to invite you to at West Angeles Church, of course, it is the Christmas season. We are moving right on along from Thanksgiving, of course, to the Christmas season. And I want to invite you all to a free event coming up. And we have been doing this event for 10 years now at West Angeles Church. And I welcome you to come out to Christmas at the Cathedral. This is a concert that we've been doing for 10 years now. It makes 10 years since we've been doing this specific event at West Angeles, and I welcome you all to come out, and that is going to take place next Sunday, December the 13th, okay? And, of course, it's going to be at the West A Cathedral, and that is located, the address is located at 3600 Crenshaw Boulevard, and that's at the corner of Crenshaw an exposition in Los Angeles, okay? Once again, the address to the West A Cathedral is 3600 Crenshaw Boulevard. I welcome you to come out, and what the Christmas at the Cathedral is a free community concert, okay? And the concert is going to be hosted by same comedian George Wallace. And our guests for that evening, along with the West Angeles Mass Choir, our guests are going to be including soloist Tasha Cobbs and Anthony Brown in Group Therapy. Those are going to be our two special guests for that night. Once again, soloist Tasha Cobbs and Anthony Brown in Group Therapy. Those are going to be our two special guests, along with the West Angeles Mass Choir. And, like I said, once again, it's hosted by famed comedian George Wallace. Welcome you to check it out. It's coming up next Sunday, December the 13th at 7 p.m. Okay, it's going to take place at 7 p.m. Pacific Time at the West Angeles Cathedral. Once again, that's located at 3600 Crenshaw Boulevard, right there on the corner of Crenshaw and Exposition. So once again, if you're in the city of Los Angeles or will be out in the Los Angeles area on next Sunday, I welcome you to tune in for this great concert. Once again, hosted by George Wallace, which includes the West Angeles Mass Choir and special guests Tasha Cobb and Anthony Brown in Group therapy. So check that out. It should be a really great event. Once again, this is going to be another event that I'm working on as a hostess. So I welcome you to come check out that wonderful event, okay? Once again, taking place next Sunday, December the 13th at 7 p.m. Pacific time in the West Angeles Cathedral. And I'm sorry, I got to back it up. I forgot to tell you where the Christmas breakfast was specifically taking place. My apologies. The Christmas breakfast that I was telling you about that's going to be on next Saturday, that's taking place specifically in the West Angeles Crystal Room. See, that, where I told you about before about the Room 11, that's where we regularly hold our class on Sundays in the multipurpose building in Room 11. That's where we hold our class every Sunday. But for the Christmas breakfast coming up this Saturday on the 12th, we're going to be specifically in the West Angeles Crystal Room. But the same address, though, 3045 Crenshaw Boulevard, the West Angeles, both the West Angeles Crystal Room and the multipurpose building is in that facility, the North Campus. Once again, 3045 Crenshaw Boulevard. But like I said, the class is in the multipurpose building, and the breakfast this Saturday is going to take place in the West Angeles Crystal Room. So my apologies for forgetting to tell you specifically where that was going to be. So I welcome you to come out to both events, okay? Should be great. Once again, this Saturday, the YWCC Virtuous Women Christmas Breakfast this Saturday, December the 12th at 8:30 a.m. in the West Angeles Crystal Room. And, of course, next Sunday, Christmas at the Cathedral, taking place at the West Angeles Cathedral, December the 13th at 7 p.m., okay? So I welcome you out to both of those wonderful events at West Angeles Church. And for more info about stuff that's going on at West A, I welcome you to check out the website, which is For more info about West Angeles Church that you may need, you can go to the website at www.westangeleschurch.org. Okay? Once again, for more info about West Angeles Church, go to the website www.westangeleschurch.org. Okay, if you want more info about, because we're in the midst of planning stuff for next year, we're going to finish out this year, 2015, and those are the two events that we got going on right now, but we got so many more events for the holiday, definitely around the holiday, the candlelight service, watch night service, Christmas Sunday, New Year's Sunday, I mean, so much more, and definitely going into next year. I mean, there's always something going on at West Angeles Church, so I welcome you to, once again, check out the website, www.westangeleschurch.org for more info. And definitely just speaking about the Christmas season, just remember that this is the season in which we celebrate the birth of our Christ. You know, the little babe that was born in the manger that came to save all of mankind. You know, we just always got to remember that. That's the reason why we celebrate it. Not for toys, it's not for technology, it's not to, you know, show off at the Christmas party, it's about Christ. And, you know, every which way you turn, it seems like they're trying to take Christ out of everything, especially during this time of the year. I mean, that's why, I mean, for those of you who don't know, I'm in SAG-AFTRA, so, and they always have a celebration around this time, but the main thing that bothers me about that, why I've never gone, is that they refer to it as a winter celebration. I mean, to put that out there, but Jackie don't do winter celebrations. She does Christmas celebrations. So, you know, I mean, it just seems like little bit by little bit, they're taking Christ. They're trying to take, the world is trying to take Christ out of everything. Not just this holiday, but just everything, you know. And, you know, that's a world that, as far as I'm concerned, is doomed for failure. And you're seeing it happen all around you, from shootings to, I mean, you name it. I mean, it seems like sometimes the world is crumbling around us, and that's what happens when you try to take Christ out of the equation, where you need to understand he's very much the equation. He's very much the whole picture of why we have so much as breath in our bodies. And that's the bottom line. Christ is the reason for our very life, not just this holiday, but our very life. And I encourage you all to remember that. Remember that simple, simple fact. Christ is the reason we have our very life, our very breath. And this is, there's no better time than any to remember that as we're going through this Christmas season. It's not about the hoopla of the commercialism. It is about the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. I mean, he gave up his life for all of mankind so that we can have a blessed life, a victorious life, a productive life. We got to remember that. As we not going just through this Christmas season, but, I mean, our very lives as a whole should be centered around Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who sacrificed his life for ours, who took our place, and died for our sins. We should be paying greatly for our sins, but he paid the ultimate price. And for that, I'm forever grateful. I'm forever grateful because he just simply did not have to do it. But he did it anyway, because of his love for all of us. His great love. His most precious love that he had for all of mankind. And I encourage you all to not forget that, because it's nothing to take lightly. Sometimes we can make the mistake of going through a whole day and not even acknowledging his presence. I mean, there shouldn't be a second that goes by without acknowledging him. But it's so easy in our day-to-day lives sometimes to not even give them a second thought if we're too concerned about our lives and what's going on, where if you take the proper time to focus on him, it's going to only but add richness to your life. And I encourage you all to remember that as we're going through this Christmas season. Don't ever forget that Jesus is the one that puts the very breath of life inside of all of us. And I, for one, cannot make it without that. Without his very breath, I cannot make it. So I encourage you all, as you're going through this Christmas season, to just focus on Jesus Christ. He is the focus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And I encourage y'all, if you don't know him, to get to know him, because he sure knows you. See, he knows you. You may not know him, but he knows you. And I welcome you all to get to know the one and true Savior of this world. With that, that is all I have to say on today. Please adhere to all of the announcements that were made on today. If you missed any part of the show, you're just listening, just tuning in, I welcome you to go back and listen in the archives after this show is over with. Just listen to whatever you missed, okay? And I just say to all of you, I hope you have a wonderful and blessed holiday season and a wonderful and blessed new year. Whatever may have not happened for you this year, I welcome you to look forward to it happening on next year. You know, always look to improve and do better, because it's what you need to understand about life is, as I told you before, last show, it's never ever about you. We are blessed to be a blessing. Always remember that. Not just through the Christmas holiday, but all year around. God blesses you to be a blessing. Okay? And with that, that is all the time for the show today. Thank you so very much for tuning in to the Thoughts for Vision radio show today. And remember, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Once again, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Take care. You have a wonderful evening, and I will see you on the radio Tuesday. Take care, and God bless.